Say, bhai, let's make the gathering together. Look like two parties. Come, even those with chairs, come close, inshallah. Come close, come. Wicket Ahmed, come, mashallah. All those with chairs also, come close, inshallah, brothers. Allahu Akbar. Once we break, shaitan comes in between. Come, beloved. There's no bayan. Bayan, elders give my beloved. This is a muzakara. Allah madad kare asan. Mashallah, all those who are the back with chairs, my beloved brothers, see, well, how nice it is said. Eh? Allahu Akbar. Who comes forward, Allah takes him forward. Be talab, be naseeb. Ba talab, ba naseeb. It's to do with the heart. It's got nothing to do with the intelligence. Allahu Akbar. There's something else, my beloved. Talk of noor and iman has got nothing to do with the mind. It goes directly in the heart. I say, Allahu Akbar. The first jamaat that came from America, there was an Afro-American brother. Allahu Akbar, he came out in the path of Allah. He came out. He couldn't sit in At-Tahiyyat. So he used to sit with his legs straight out like. So and I mean that bayan, that time there was hardly translators. He used to sit with such attention. So somebody asked him, what do you understand? He said, I know they are speaking about my Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They say Allahu Akbar, in his first 4 months, Allah made him mustajabud dawah. There's a masjid in Quetta, and there was no water. So they asked him to make dua. So he told them, put my musalla. He made 2 rakat salat. And then he made dua. And he said, dig there. And they say, when they dig there, water gushed out from. What strength inside God, my God? It's got nothing to do with the language. Yeah, my brother, everyone, the speaker is the most in need. I am closest to death now, my brother. It's Allahu Akbar. Each one of us make this little show, my brother. I say, without mujahida, noor can't come in the heart. Wallahi, my beloved brothers. Allahu Akbar. Mufti Zain Labidin Sahib Rahmatullah Ali came to Azad Bardar Loom. They were come, Sheikh, when the voice comes, come out.
Where? Oh, alright. There's a car blocking by CS92WFZN is a Honda. CS92WFZN, it's a Honda train. So my beloved brothers, where the noor of iman comes in the heart, what it does, my beloved? This is the effort to have here, not here, not today. It's not understanding. So Mufti Zain Labidin Rahmatullah Ali, when he came to Azad Wal Dar Ulum, at that time he said something to this effect, from the 20 or 30 most learned people in deen, he said at least 2/3 are those who don't believe. That's it. It's got nothing to do. It's something tawfiq from Allah. And so much, Allahu Akbar, my beloved brothers. It's nothing to do with the head. So we are saying, yes, we are. After 40, it was hard to find Sahaba working dunya. Just for the fear of the answer in the qabr. That worry, that pain overtook them. And today, Allah forgive us. A man is dying with the worry of what his children are going to eat after he dies. Namaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulim karim amma ba'd. Villa. Do we hear him now? All praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who by his infinite grace and mercy has blessed us with the wealth of iman. May Allah keep us with iman. May Allah take us away from this world in the state of perfect iman. May Allah resurrect us with perfect iman. Also praise and thanks is due to Allah, who has made us in the beloved ummah of his most beloved Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Actually, my beloved brothers, we had Maulana Abdurrahman Sahab. He was from Raiwin, the first student of Raiwin. He always used to say, he said, "Darasal hum jeene ke liye nahi aaye, hum to marne ke liye aaye. Kam kismati se jo hum mehnat kar raha hai, wo jeene ka hai. Wo jo mehnat humne chhod diya, wo marne ka hai." Allah forgive us that actually we've come to this world to die. Less fortunately, we're making an effort to live. We've been sent for another place. I can say you better here, or you can say you better, but day Allah alone knows. There are many things that look insignificant in our eyes, yet they are so significant in the eyes of Allah. And there are so many things that look so significant in our eyes, yet in Allah's sight they got no value whatsoever. Nobody but nobody. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi, the last moments of his life, he's saying, not as yet, not as yet, not as yet. His son says, this is the time to recite the kalima. How beautiful he says. He says, Allahu Akbar. Shaitan is telling me, you beat me. And I'm telling him, not as yet, not as yet, not as yet. That fear, my beloved brothers. How that pain, that worry. Wallah, there's nobody on this earth who can say, I'm guaranteed. The greatest of all, for whom this world was created, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Imagine making dua. Allahumma hasibna hisabi yasin. Allah, give me an easy reckoning. And yet Allah promises, even if you have sinned, no Nabi has ever sinned, or sin came close to them, you have been forgiven. Promised by Allah. Ma'aisha radiallahu anha says, even you, Nabi Allah. And Nabi alayhi salam with tears in his eyes say, Aisha, even I can only go to Jannah by the mercy of Allah. The akhirat is real. And nobody knows who. How many people there were who lived without iman, and Allah's mercy at the end of their life, Allah just gave them iman. Now lately in one place, Cape Town, a lady, non-Muslim lady, 90 somewhat years of age, one day before her death, she's saying, I see these beautiful people in white. And the next day she recites kalima before she goes, gone. And Allah, Allah forgive us. Allah forgive us. Allah have mercy on us. How many are there who lived their life on iman and died without iman? Shaitan made the most sajdas ever. There's no spot on which he didn't make a sajda. But that one sajda which he had to make in front of Adam alayhi salam, that one he refused. Allah didn't curse him. Allah made him a curse to mankind till the end. How in need we are, man. How in need we are. How did pain, how did worry that came in the hearts of Sahaba? Imagine Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullahi say, I met 27 to 30 Sahaba ikram in one Rajmain, and every one of them feared that I'm a munafiq. My brothers, money gives to, forget human beings, Allah gives dogs and cats also. There's no sign of success. How rich you are, how educated you are, how popular you are, how this, it's no sign, it's no sign of success. To die with iman, that is all. 124,000 Sahaba, Anbiya alayhimus salam, sent to this world only for this purpose. And for his sake, give up glad tidings. Warn it to people for what? Say this kalima. Say this kalima. Say this kalima. Say this kalima. Imagine Anbiya alayhimus salam's body sawed in half. Imagine a Nabi, one hand, one leg fastened to one camel. Another hand, another leg fastened to another camel. Two camels made to run in opposite direction. The body of the Nabi torn in pieces. In the time of Bani Israel, some one day 70 Anbiya alayhimus salam were made shaheed. For what? Every Nabi sacrifice upon sacrifice, sacrifice upon sacrifice. Allahu Akbar, the people, our elders in Raiwin, how beautifully they got, they say such a nice thing. Qurbani khatam, tabligh khatam. Tabligh khatam, hidayat khatam. Not that Allah won't give it, he'll use another nation, but my, well, that this worry, that contentment that my child is alright, that my wife is okay, my job is okay. How that pious man says, if a man fears Jahannam as much as he fears poverty, he's already a Jannati. It's got nothing to do in this world, it's nothing. Doke ka ghar,
machar ka par, makri ka jala, ghamo ka ghar.
A house of deception, not equal in strength to a spider's web, smaller than the wing of a mosquito, and wallah till qiyamah, a house of grief.
Whoever endeavors to fulfill his desire on this earth, wallah, with all the wealth and whatever else he's got, never will he fulfill his desire, because the dunya is the place of need and the akhirat is the place of desire. Exercise in futility, waste of time. We have been sent, selected, chosen, taken out. We are not this one, that one. We are not doctors, lawyers. We are not Allah. We are Nabi's ummatis, my beloveds. For what? Our beloved Nabi alayhi salam, imagine when Nabi alayhi salam said to the effect, nobody has been hurt, nobody has been frightened, nobody has been harmed more than I was for the invitation of this kalima. Thirteen years of Makkah Mukarramah, what was it, my beloved? Not a single day when he wasn't beaten, sworn, the entrails of camel put onto his back. My brothers, we're making the effort without going through something. 13 years. Can you imagine the first day of this effort? The first day when he calls the Quraysh to the mountain and how he tells them, Allahu Akbar, and they admit the most truthful, the most honest, the most trustworthy. And then Nabi alayhi salam tells him, what if I tell you there's an enemy behind this mountain? Obviously you can never lie. And then Nabi alayhi salam says, if I tell you I'm the Nabi of Allah. Imagine a dead day. His uncle, Abu Lahab, two sons divorces his two daughters. One has the audacity to spit on the Mubarak face of Rasulullah. Hidayat and Miss Qurbani. Years. Zainab radiallahu anha. How historians say, such a beautiful girl in the haram of Makkah. Father is going with the da'wat of Kalima and they beating him. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, and Zainab radiallahu anha, leave my father, leave my father, leave my father, leave my father. Huh? And when the pre-Islamic days and when that period when the kuffar in Makkah were making hajj, Allahu Akbar, Nabi alayhi salam, tent to tent, person to person, tent to tent, person to person, somebody abusing him, swearing him, beating him. And that day they hit the camel, and the camel falls, and Nabi alayhi salam falls, and his body is bruised and battered. This we don't want to hear anymore, my brother. Bruised and battered. They say Zainab radiallahu anha was so small and so young, as if she was sitting in the lap of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and putting a piece of cloth on the places where Nabi alayhi wa sallam was bruised. And at that time Nabi alayhi wa sallam says, oh my daughter, your father and this deen will never be destroyed. We've been sent with a purpose. We forgot who we are. We've been selected, chosen, taken out. We are not shopkeepers, lawyers, accountants. We are not a nation that can have happiness on this. It can have joy, pleasure on this earth, on the things of dunya. We are that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much when Jibreel alayhi salam comes to the house of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi alayhi wa sallam complains and says, in the house of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's no food to eat. There's no bread. And immediately Allah Pak says, if you want my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we'll make the roads and the streets and the land of Makkah into gold for you. And where you go, it will go with you.
And imagine my beloved. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah, give me food one day so that I can be thankful to thee. And keep me hungry one day so that I can cry in front of thee. 23 years. No tea, 2-3 days of consecutive meals. What's making our hearts happy? Three moons, the stove is not lit in the house. And somebody asked Mother Aisha radiallahu anha, how did you manage? Say on two black things, say what was that? He said, dates and water. Dates and water. Dates and water. And when the Azwaji Mutahharat asked for what's called a bare sufficiency, not much. What's called a bare sufficiency, just enough. Allah commands His Nabi alayhi salam to go and stay away from them. For 1.5 months, he goes to where? Maria radiallahu anha's house and stays in the upper room. Imagine Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu goes to his daughter Hafsa radiallahu anha and says, has Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam divorced you? Alhamdulillah, she looks down and shakes her head. Alhamdulillah, there's a peace that comes onto his heart. Yet, my beloved brothers, he goes there to the room and asks, can I come in? He's not allowed. He goes back to the haram. Sahaba are crying. Again, after a while he comes back and he goes again. Nabi alayhi salam doesn't allow him this time to. And the third time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allows him in. And Nabi alayhi salam looks at his outer condition. There's no tucked upper garment. The date palm marks are seen imprinted on his handsome body. Bali in one corner. Rabba radiallahu anhu. Umar radiallahu anhu tries to familiarize the talk. What he says, oh beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it seems that the women of Makkah have been affected by the women of Medina. Because it seems the women of Medina have their men in their control. Tries to make Nabi alayhi salam smile. But then he speaks from his heart. And what he says, say, oh beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Persians, the Romans, the Khosrows, live in palatial abodes with streams running in their midst. And the chosen Nabi of Allah lives in dire poverty. Say, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sits up, eyes become red. And what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? Oh Umar, are you in doubt? Umar there as if what? Doubt that the kafirs are enjoying their share in this world, but there's nothing for them in the hereafter. Maulana Sulaiman Janji rahmatullahi alayhi, Allah ta'ala falis kabur, what Nur used to say so beautifully. Wallah, test our heart every day on this. Used to say, Allahu Akbar, the three great gunas that we made, three great gunas. We forgot Jannat is our house. Then we forgot to take the whole of mankind to Jannat is the purpose and the object for which Allah created us. And now we took our hand and put on the Jannat of the kafir. They also parishan, we also parishan. There's nothing else in the world. This world is not for us. We meant for Akhirat. Who makes this world his home, there's no home for him in the Akhirat. Who makes Akhirat his home, there's no home for him in this dunya. There can't be two. You can't eat the sausage roll on both sides at one time without it breaking in the center. Jo dunya ko tham le deen ko chhor, jo deen ko tham le dunya ko chhor, wo na mumkin hai ki tarazu ka do palte saath saath upar ja raha hai ya saath saath niche aa raha hai. Dunya is like two wives. If you please one, the other one will be displeased. It's not possible. Two pens on a scale can go up together or come down together. If one goes up, the other one goes down. There has to be hardship. There has to be qurbani. In the house of the greatest of all. Look at every son-in-law. Look at every grandchild. They only got shahadat. There's
There's no easiness in deen. There's no compromise. Dunya and deen. Also, what's this words, my brothers? Take that out. La, la, la. By the qasam of Allah, job can't do, shop can't do, degree can't do, position can't do, profession can't do. Whatever on this earth can never do, and never did, and will never do. Like it or not, say it. The harder the la, the stronger the illallah. Take the sword of la and hit it on everything. Where we see it from, nobody's wealth has benefited deen. Yes, Allah's deen has benefited many people's wealth. Huh? Allah needs nothing. Allah is independent. Allah is the provider besides whom there's none. Allah is the protector besides whom there's none. Allah is the giver besides whom there's none. That shop of ours is a lie. That job is a lie. That country is a lie. Everything is a lie. It's not the truth. There's only one truth. La ilaha illa. Say it. No kidnapper can do. No hijacker can do. No gun can do. No bomb can do. What Allah commands, that only can happen. Nobody can increase his life. Nobody can decrease his life. Nobody can make himself happy. Nobody can make himself sad. What's this time? That only will happen. Like it or not. Say it. There's no compromise. There's no also. Deen is clear. Allah, who's that Allah? Imagine Bani Israel. 40 years Allah gave them food directly from Jannat. Man wasal. Children born with clothing. As they grew bigger, the clothing grew bigger. Who's this? Allah. What about the boys of the cave? Allahu Akbar. Solar calendar, 300 years. Lunar calendar, 309 years. Na khana, na pahana. Na pani, na pisab. Na garni, na sardi. Kutti bhi saad. 309 saal tak. Kisne zinda rakha? No food, no excreta. No water, no urine. No hot, no cold. Including a dog. Who kept them alive? Allah. Allah. This we have to see to our heart. We have to take to everyone. In every street. In every moment. Mawlana Sayyidina Ahmad Khan Sahib Rahmatullahi Allah Falis Kabar Wattudu Rahmatullahi Ali. You say Allah Falis Kabar Wattudu Rahmatullahi Allah. Har ekku. Har jaga. Har wakt. Har hal. Allahu Akbar. May Allah ki deen ki dawat din. There's nothing besides dawat. Everyone is in need of dawat. And dawat is not at home. Dawat is not in the corner. Dawat is on every street. Musa alayhi salam went to the festivals to give dawat. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar. Person to person. Hi. Oh my brother, say this kalima. Oh my brother, say this kalima. Oh my brother, say this kalima. Mufti Zain al-Abidin Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, he went to Abu Jahl 800 times. Oh my brother, say this kalima. Hamza radiallahu anhu, Abu Jahl beats Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, Nabi alayhi wa sallam is bruised. Hamza radiallahu anhu goes, he hears about this. He goes directly to Abu Jahl. And he beats Abu Jahl. And he comes back and he tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I took the revenge by the qasam of Allah. There wasn't even the sign of happiness for the revenge on the face of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh my uncle, if you accept this kalima, I'll be more happy. Nothing stood in the way. There's no usul. What is the usul? By day, by night, the streets of Makkah Mukarramah emptied. One person standing and waiting. Somebody will come, I'll give him the dawat of this kalima. Somebody will come, I'll give him the dawat of this kalima. Somebody will come. Allah. One youngster, 100 times. Umar says, give me the opportunity just to separate his head from his body. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, give me one more time. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes, gives him the dawat of kalima. This boy accepts the greatest of all. For whom this world was created. Falls into sajda and says, oh Allah, because you used me to save one more soul from the fire of Jahannam. Every human being on this earth is ours. It's our responsibility. We have been sent, selected, chosen, taken out for this purpose. We've got got no other work. Everything is for this. In Jordan, I remember they say very beautifully, "Ad-dawa ma'al mushaqqa wa tab, wal ibadat ma'as sahula wa afiya." In dawah, you have to get tired. You have to be pained. You have to be disturbed. And he divided, that is the consolement. At night, now you speak to your Allah. Today we made the ibadat the objective. Hi brothers, every street, every corner, one soul waiting. The system of Allah is, effort of dawah is made, weak Muslims become strong, kafir enter Islam. When the effort of dawah goes, good Muslims become weak. We come to the boundary of Islam. And Allah knows how many fall out of the pale of Islam. Went to one country now. A group that left Islam right. At least one out of every four, third generation Muslim is leaving Islam. Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? Who's pained? Who's worried? Whose sleep has been taken? Whose eating has been disturbed? Sahaba and us, the difference was, when dunya came to them, they thought Allah is unhappy. It seems Allah is giving us in this world and nothing will be left for us in the hereafter. Huh? Imagine Khabbab radiallahu anhu, my beloved. Allahu Akbar, what a soul he must have been. See, now Umar radiallahu anhu is sitting. Khabbab radiallahu anhu walks. Umar radiallahu anhu stands up. He says, "Oh Khabbab, you are more worthy of this chair than me." He tells him, "You sit here." Then he says, "Khabbab radiallahu anhu, please show me your back." Umar radiallahu anhu sees his back. Wallahi lazim, Umar radiallahu anhu says, "I've never ever seen a back like this before." Imagine a woman who he was enslaved by. Used to take two of her slaves, make them make a fire, and throw Khabbab radiallahu anhu on this. And the blood and sweat and pus that used to come, used to set off this fire. And towards the end, when wealth started coming, that Khabbab radiallahu anhu, who gave that qurbani, is saying, "It seems Allah is compensating us in this world, and nothing will be left for us in the year." Can you imagine? Dunya and deen are fire and water. They can never go together. Don't be fooled. We have been sent for what, my beloved? There's no rest for us till the end of time. Hi, my beloved brothers, Allah's beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest of mankind. Brothers, there's so many ulama now can give bayan. Ours is the same thing, my beloved. But what can you do? These things are in our mind and heart all the time. That's why it's repeated. Imagine, my beloved brothers, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Akbar is the time when Nabi alaihi wasallam has to leave the world. I say, Allah Akbar, Jibreel Islam in one corner. Hazrat Malik al-Maut asking Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Can I take your soul?" Nabi alayhi Islam looks at Jibreel Islam as if Jibreel Islam is telling him, "Allah bhi aapko milna chahte, Allah also wants to meet you." And then Nabi alayhi Islam is lying down. It's saying it's the pangs of death. It's called Sakratul Maut. There's a little vessel in which he keeps on putting his hand. What word? There's water. At that time, the Malaika tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Oh my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your death will be easy, your sakrat will be easy, but your ummah's sakrat will be very tough." Salam on that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who at that time says, "Ya Allah, give me the sakrat of my whole ummah. Give me the pangs of death, the pains of my entire ummah, so my ummah can be safe from this." Which world we live in? At that time, imagine, my beloved, a certain chief of a clan gives a few gold coins, whatever little, to Rasul alayhi salam as a gift. Nabi alayhi salam brings it, Aisha radiallahu anha brings it and gives it to Nabi alayhi salam. Allah, at that time Nabi alayhi salam was falling unconscious, waking up, falling unconscious, waking up, falling unconscious, waking up. My beloved brothers, imagine at that time Nabi alayhi salam says, "Oh Aisha, distribute it, distribute it, distribute it, distribute it." And the words that Nabi alayhi salam says to the effect, "Oh Aisha, how awkward can it be that the Nabi of Allah dies with this in his possession?" What was there, my beloved? What was there? And when he wakes up from the unconscious state, the first thing he asks, has that been distributed? Aisha Radhiyallahu says, not as yet. He said, please distribute. Gives it to Ali Radhiyallahu. Then there's a smile on the face of Rasulullah. Alhamdulillah, I'm freed of this. They say, ulama say, some days later, or sometime after Rasulullah left this world, made parda from this world, Allah, a woman saw the skull of Aisha radiallahu anha and said, why don't you oil your head? Aisha radiallahu anha says, by the qasam of Allah, we didn't have oil for the lamp in the house of the greatest of mankind. This dunya stands between us and Allah. Every one of us are the ummah of Rasulullah. For what, my beloved ones? To go person to person and tell everyone, say this kalima. Say this kalima. At this moment to those who believe, so that they can make the environment. This is our purpose. This is the doctor. This is the purpose of the practice of a doctor. This is the purpose of a lecturer. That job is nothing. It's by the way. His risk has got nothing to do with his profession. By the qasam of Allah, no wealthy person's wealth can make him successful. And at the same time, no poor person's poverty can make him a failure. Because it is only from one Allah. We have to say it harshly, hard, so that this heart starts to accept. Don't be compromising. There's no need for hikmat. I'm not saying tell somebody else, for our own heart. This must be my Allah, the world is dead. Every day of our life, what we see, how many earn, they couldn't eat. How many left for their children? Even their children couldn't get it. Huh? I was saying to her the other day, we were going for one ishtima, and there was a young Muslim girl next to me, and the whole way she's crying. So I asked her, Betty, why are you crying? So she said to me, my husband came to South Africa at the age of 20 or so. He worked like a donkey for 20 years, and he made it. We married 1 month, they shot him dead. This world is meant to deceive. We have been sent every gully, every street. Today the South Africa is full of Muslims from which countries? Wallah, Allah forgive us. I don't think we've reached the quarter of them to give them the dawat of this kalima. How much is that hurt in our heart? The other day in one of our Joburg town, it was Eid night. Allah forgive us, we all lazy. Say, no, it's Eid night, we can't go for gush. But however, that masjid said the next day we're going for gush. They went for gush. Brother said, I got a stomachache, let's get back. Brother said, one more mulaqat only, one more mulaqat. Look what it means. Only one more mulaqat. As they walking, a man from a haram butcher shop runs out. Assalamu alaikum, brothers. He embraces them. As they talking to him, they asked him, when last you read Jummah? He didn't know. And what's more, the person who was the raver, he himself say, I manage Jummah once in 4 to 5 weeks. And we are living, eating nicely, sleeping nicely, worried about the cars in our garage, in our house, and this is the ummah. And wallah, my Lord, look at the effect. Allah's help is worth the deen and the effort of deen. Allah, but that masjid took the initiative. In less than 1 month, the next week they started Jummah there from the person's shop. In less than 3-4 months, my beloved brothers, the initiation of a masjid, today a whole masjid in the area on what? That gush we sacrificed for our brother's wedding? For one little headache? Forgot our Allah said about Khan Sahib Rahmatullah at the Kaabatullah. He said today the ummah is asking tawbah for every guna except the guna of not doing the work for which Allah created us. Look at these old people. sitting here for the past 50 years. This work got nothing to do with intelligence and the ability of speech and the type of bayans. This work got to do with what's called mujahida, upon mujahida, upon mujahida, upon mujahida, upon mujahida, upon mujahida. Aye, Allahu Akbar. There, like Rasulullah Islam said to the effect, there's no rest on this earth. Rest is in the qabr. Huh? What in that house? What was that example? Look at Sahaba's life. Umar radiallahu anhu comes home. His son has bought for him a piece of fleshy meat. And there's a sauce around it. He says, my son, is this one or two things? He says, actually, I bought a fat of a cheaper quality to make a sauce. He says, my son, wallah, I'll never eat it. Because I never saw the Nabi of Allah eating two things at one time. Ali radiallahu anhu sent an envoy. They give him something like milkshake. Allahu Akbar, beautiful color. He looks at it and he says, oh color, what beautiful color you have. What beautiful taste you must be having. But I've never seen the Nabi of Allah drinking it. So how can I drink it? Where are we, my beloved brothers? Where are we? Where was that Nabi? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Huh? Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Yusuf Rahmatullahi. That is of that time. Look at Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullahi. One day he's eating with Maulana Umar Sahab Rahmatullahi. And the morsel is right next to his mouth. Huh? And Maulana Umar Sahab asks him, when last you ate with your wife? The morsel falls. And what he say? Looking at the condition of the ummah, there's time to eat with one's wife. In just time. Maulana Umar Sahab Rahmatullahi. In Raivin Istima said this. We are now, we are telling you the fazilat of tabligh. If we have to tell you the masail of tabligh, I'll tell you all. Take your kafan and put in your bag and tell your wife, inshallah, we'll meet on the day of Qiyamah. There's no other way. There's no other way, my beloved brother. Every one of us has to go crazy. Obviously, with mashwara. I'm not saying without mashwara. Don't get me. Huh? Put ourselves in front. Go for it. Think how we want to meet our Allah. Think how Sahaba met Allah. Huh? Think of that Sahabi who went speared, my beloved brothers. Imagine the kafir, wa'uz billah, spearing him. At that time he says, by the Lord of the Kaaba, I'm successful. The killer is asking the person on the side, what success is he talking about? He says, his soul has already sped to Jannah. What was that? Look at what Nabi Islam prays for which Sahabi? Wahab bin Qabus radiallahu anhu. Allahu Akbar, a Sahabi who comes to Medina with his flock of sheep. And the next thing he hears, the command to go in the path of Allah. He leaves his sheep, gone in the path of Allah. Allahu Akbar becomes shaheed. Ay, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Umar radiallahu anhu says, I never envy anybody's death like that of Wahab bin Qabus radiallahu anhu. Huh? And Allahu Akbar, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stands on the side of his cover. And what he says, oh Wahab, may Allah meet you smilingly and may you meet Allah smilingly. What was it? The dunya. Forget it, there's no dunya in deen. Our dunya is deen. Otherwise Allah forgive us, we'll make our deen dunya. We'll make our deen dunya. And the things of dunya will make us feel Allah is happy with us. We have been sent, my brother. Chosen. We are the best. We are the best taken out for what? For the hidayat of mankind. To go gully to gully, town to town. Allah, I say Allah, this Jamaat that came back from Algeria. They say Allahu Akbar, at that time in Algeria, around that area, Uqba bin Nafi radiallahu anhu. Allahu Akbar. Hey, my beloved brothers. Hey, can you imagine the man going with the horse in the sea? They say the day is called sadness. When he couldn't see, he said, if there's people on the other side, ya Allah, take me to them. This jaspat and the desire for the hidayat of mankind has left our hearts. Beg Allah for forgiveness. What kuda it is? That one wife and two children are standing in the way of hidayat. The problem of my one home is standing in the way of hidayat. My health is standing in the way of hidayat. Our wives, Allah, we want a good life in this earth. Abu Khaisma radiallahu anhu, imagine two wives. Allahu Akbar, hot food prepared. Sitting there, waiting for him. At that time, Nabi alayhi salam went to Tabuk. He looks at the book. He says, how can I enjoy this food while my Nabi is gone in the scorching heat?
simple. My brothers, Allah forgive us. Today is sitting with our wives, Maghrib to Isha, and there's no guilty conscience in our heart. Enjoying with our family, Maghrib to Isha, and there's no guilty conscience in our heart. And there isn't a Masjid Transvaal Natal that can say for Fajr Namaz we got 25% Muslims. Huh? And what? Allahu Akbar, by Abdul Wafa. May Allah fulfill. Aye, my beloved brothers. Actually, who didn't see them really missed a lot. Just to say this with such that one bay namazi, one person not making salah, his ill effect is 40 houses. He used to say, some ulama say 80 houses. Then he used to say, some ulama say 40 villages. Who cares? A father is actually taking the blanket and putting over his child before he's coming for Fajr. The expression of Iman is Salah. The expression of Iman is Salah. A bay namazi can exist in a house. Can there be barakat ever? The thought of barakat, can it ever come if there is somebody who doesn't make salah in that house? Somebody say, oh, Sheikh, a person came to Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Ramtulali. He says, Sheikh, there's no barakat in my house. Sheikh said to him, put a parda, meaning a little curtain in front of your door. He did so. After a while, he came back. He said, Alhamdulillah, lot of barakat, Sheikh. Sheikh asked him, he said, but I don't understand the relation between the curtain and barakat. Sheikh said, all that happened is a person who doesn't make salah, his bad nazar, his bad sight fell in your house. Allah took away barakat. Today the bay namaz is living in the house. How can barakat come? Go around the town, Fajr namaz, in every house, 90% of the house in darkness, 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 darkness. And you're worried what this country is going to do, and what the police are saying, and the riot is going to do, and xenophobic attack. La 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 la, they're all dead. It's the command of Allah. It's the command of Allah who changes hearts, who creates love, who pays hatred, who brings near, who takes far, who takes up, who takes down. It's only Allah's command. Kainat ka zarra zarra, Allah pak ka hukam ka muhtaj hai. Every iota, every breath of air, every space of earth is dependent only on the command of Allah. Nothing to do with nobody. Nobody can give you a visa and nobody can stop. Nobody can give you and nobody can take. Allah's Nabi alayhi salam didn't teach the old people this. He taught a young sahabi this when he said, oh my sahabi, protect the deen of Allah. Allah will protect you. Obey Allah, you'll find Allah in front of you. To the effect, if the whole world gets together, I'm expounding to the effect, hurt you, harm you, kill you, and Allah decides protection for you, nobody will be able to harm you. And if the whole world gets together to protect you, hi, and Allah meant to take you, hurt you, harm you, nobody can protect you. And forget that, if the whole world gets together to give you something, and Allah has not meant it for you, by the qasam of Allah, you'll never get it. And if the whole world gets together to take away something from you, but Allah has meant it for you, wallahi, wallahi, it will never go away from you. Tell every child this. Tell every house this. Rozi is from Allah. Protection is from Allah. Respect is from Allah. Dignity is from Allah. Love is from Allah. Hate is from Allah. Tell everyone, my beloved, if there is anything that a house needs, it's not that new furniture set or that new room. Every house needs what? The dawat of this kalima. Every child has to say this kalima. Every old has to say this kalima. Every rich has to say this kalima. Every poor, so much, so much. My beloved, you see, Allah forgive us. You see, Bilal radiallahu anhu, can you imagine? His dawat of Ahad was such that the torturers got tired torturing him. And no doubt they could break his hand. They could knock his eye. They could knock his head. They could break his leg. But there's one place they could never get to. That is where that Ahad came from. And what's that? His heart. Ahadun, Ahad. Ahadun, Ahad. They say his dawah had such an effect that the woman of Makkah Mukarrama told Shayba, Utayba, Abu Jahl, whoever, say, stop beating Bilal. That Ahad, Ahad is on every child's tongue. It's pounding on our... What dawah that was, my friend? What Dawud that was. We forgot the strength of Dawud. Maulana Nazrul Rahman Sahib, may Allah Ta'ala give them long life. Where you say one in one bayan, he says, allow a person with a good heart, open ears, just has to listen to the da'wat of kalima. Waves and waves of iman will flow into his heart. We're speaking everything but not kalima. Kalima is negation, affirmation. Kalima is akhirat, not dunya. Huh? Allow every one of us to show tomorrow to his shop or his job or his profession. Take the finger of the heart and say, by the qasam of Allah, you don't provide for me. Huh? I imagine the friends of Allah, what they said. Allahu Akbar. One friend of Allah used to say so nicely, if the sky is made out of lead and the earth is made out of copper, so that not one drop of rain can fall, no one blade of grass can grow. He used to say as regards himself, then if I think, who's going to provide for me, he used to say for himself, I'm a kafir. Allah don't need plans. Allah is Allah. Allah is independent of every system. Huh? Who said, wallahi, my beloved, today Allah forgive us. Once we were in Philippines. So Allah shukar, all about 100 people came back from 3 days. So we tashkil for 4 months, of which 30 people got ready. So one person said, make dua, and Allah give me money, then I'll go. So as a Pakistan Jamaat, how nicely he said. He said, you asking for the yakin of America. Allah does one job. Allah does without job. Allah does against job. Allah can make his money come to you. Allah can make your money go to him. Allah is independent of all systems. I bring yakin in Allah. There's no Allah, there's no dunya between us and Allah. Allah is Allah. The same Allah that took Ibrahim alayhi salam and made it a peace for him in the fire, and made Ismail alayhi salam that the knife could not harm him, and the same Allah who made pathways for Musa alayhi salam. That Allah is with us. That Allah we're not talking about. Talk about that akhirat. Hi, imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never said, you make so many nafil namaz, Allah will love you. You do this. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said so beautifully, Allah, who declines this world, Allah will love him. And who doesn't desire what people got, people will love him. How simple. What's it got? Dunya and deen are two opposite ends. These two loves can't come in one heart. Go to the whole of mankind, speak about qabr. Allahu Akbar, the cutoff of pleasures, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is what? The remembrance of death. Huh, my beloved? Imagine in the same masjid, not a while ago, there was a janazah namaz here. Huh? One man ran in last minute. So his friend told him, let's go to go and bury. So he showed him his watch, I got no time. He left from here, he met an accident, he's lying next to the person he got no time for. We're there, there's no in between. Let's do something. We must earn. Aye, brothers, don't worry, man. Tamate ehmak khate ham, man. Allah will give us by his kudrat like how he gave Sahaba, man. Allah will give them. My mouse came and brought how many gold coins? That Allah is with us. Allah Akbar, Allah will make others earn and Allah will make us eat. Allah will make the whole world small. We forgot. Allah Akbar, in rhyme in the East, they say so beautifully, my beloved. They say, agar humde is kaam ko apna kaam banaya. We made this work our work. And how nicely one brother said, what's the meaning of making this work our work? Is that one who's ready to sacrifice his necessity for the necessity of deen. Think seriously. Normally I don't think. It's telling you think. Who's ready to sacrifice his necessity for the necessity of deen. Allah baghair mushakkat maal dega. Without effort Allah will give him wealth. Baghair maal Allah chizo dega. Without wealth Allah will give him things. Aur usse barkar baghair chizo Allah uska kaam karega. Without things Allah will fulfill his needs. In this time and age, openly, Allahu Akbar. Imagine my beloved brothers. Allahu Akbar. The Kohli. You know Kohli? Not this Indians. In India they call Kohli is the person, you know, who carries the luggage. You say, who's this guy? You say, he just came back from Australia one year. You say, where he came from? You say, he just went to America one year. One person, one year this country. So you know our question. What's our question? What do you do? The only question we know is, what do you do? Meaning, how you earned it? How you went? How is possible, hey? How this guy can go? Pakistan, Allah, the man is coming out of Lexus, 3 million rand, brand new out of the box. He comes there to the school to drop his children. He looks at us. He calls the security guard. He says, I haven't seen you for a year. Where have you been? He says, I went in Jamaat to America. He's thinking, shoot, I can't go. Where? How this guy? Somebody told Mullah Jamshed, Tablikis are very backward. He said, you got it wrong, we're the most forward. He said, what you mean? He said, show me one company in the world that a man takes leave for 1 year and unpaid and goes for a 1 year to a foreign country paying his own money. Where you can get that company? Huh? One person, 1 year this country, 1 year that country. Ask him, what do you do? He said, Urdu, it sounds nice. English got no language, you know, nice.
He said, tu kya karte hai? He said, suno, main mumfalli bhejta hu. Mera Allah mumfalli nahi bhejte. He said, what do you do? He said, I sell peanuts. He said, listen carefully. I sell peanuts, but my Allah doesn't sell.
Brothers! The closer we get to Allah, we'll only realize how far we are from Allah. Go into Allah, find Allah. Make the whole of mankind find Allah. It's not a word, Islam. It's not one against another. It's not for the help of our dunya. It's the need of every soul to get this kalima. Imagine Aisha Tirana. Here's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam making dua for her. She's young, obviously. She's jumping. Why are you so happy? Say, how can't I be happy? When Nabi alayhi salam made dua for her, me, my beloved husband made dua. And imagine Nabi alayhi salam said, somebody asked, who do you love the most? He said, I love Aisha the most. How Aisha radiallahu anha says, Allah Akbar. He said, I'm proud of one thing. That before the Nabi of Allah went away from this world, the last thing that went into his mouth was my saliva, because my nephew came, I took his miswak and sucked it and I put it in the mouth of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi alayhi salam is, Aisha radiallahu is jumping. He said, oh Aisha, I make dua for you once. But for my ummah, I make 50 times. I make after each namaz. What has happened to us, brothers? That the life of the house has become beloved. The things of dunya are becoming loved ones. What has happened to us? Akhirat has become distant from us. What has happened to us, my beloved brothers? They say the best of mankind is the one who towards the end of his life gets the nur of hidayat and goes. The worst is the one who gets hidayat in his early stage and Allah takes it away from him. He said our hearts have become dead. Affected, colored by this dunya. The condition of our own home has not hurt us. The vision of our town has not been as sad. What has happened to this heart? Drowned in the love of this dunya. What's hard if you tell you now, come out, cash you can. Because there's 20 things we are putting in front. What's going to add the time at the time when we die? And the angel of death is going to take out our ruh. What's going to come out from that heart of ours? Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, nothing affected. Journeys Nabi alayhi salam in the life of Makkah, Medina, Munawwara. 150 campaigns in the path of Allah. Mullah Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi writes, 27 Nabi alayhi salam went himself. And wallah, the desire in the heart of the greatest of mankind was to be in every one of them. As Mawlana Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi has calculated, Allahu Akbar, at least the barest minimum every sahabi gave was 4 months out in the path of Allah. Today just Allahu Akbar, who? Zimmedars who give 4 months, tell it's not for everybody. Haji Abdul Wahab Rahmatullah used to say, wallah, my beloved, who gave or not gave, today if you make up your heart, it's between you and Allah. Wallahi lazim, wallah Yusuf Rahmatullah, by Abdul Wahab Rahmatullah used to say, ay, jisne jo char meene salana dete hai, Allah paak usko Allah ka barahi rastal luk dega. Who gives 4 months, say Allah will give him his direct connection. And this is the first step. That's not the end. What's the actual? Ready anywhere, anytime, with anyone, for anywhere, to any time, any given time, with any jamaat. Allahu Akbar, on call, for any time. I say, Mullah Yusuf Rahmatullah used to say, without asking anybody for any blue bean, inshallah, his hashar will be made with sahaba.
With Allah's help, Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah used to say, who does this effort in this time? Allah's help is 50 times more with him than it was with Sahaba. The reward for him is 50 times greater than it was with Sahaba. Mufti Zain Abidin Rahmatullah, 1984 Ijtima Azadwal. He said, I looked at Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah with big eyes.
He said, Maulana Sahab, Mufti Sahab, kya hai? Why are you looking? He said, Allah's help is with the weak, not the strong.
We, 1400 years later, every young and old, take on this responsibility. Why make our covers in the different corners of the world? Allahu Akbar. There's a Maulana. I'm just asking the Shura not to get cross with me. I hope he's not too heavy. He said, there's a Maulana. He's our Maulana Junaid Kovadia. They were together in Indola. His name is Maulana Amir.
Allahu Akbar. I never heard something more beautiful than this, man. He said, every time he goes out, he calls his children. He calls his wife. He says, sit down. He says, right, let's make dua. He makes dua. He says, Ya Allah, don't bring Abba back again.
Then he tells his children, now you go in the whole town and tell them this is the dua of my father. This world to love. Let's go and meet Allah. Let's go and meet the Sahaba. Let's prepare for that. Where that cover Allah Akbar, sleep like the bride of the first night. That day is expense for a moment till where his eyes can see. Allah, imagine the day of Qiyamah. Allah Akbar, without Hisab Kitab into Jannat. There'll be Anbiya behind whom, there'll be nobody to go into Jannat. This ordinary ummah will be taking how many and how many into Jannat, man. Go and look for that kebabi, that sharabi. Go into that place and that place. Go to one Muslim. As Nabi alayhi salam said, my example and that of yours is, you're running towards the hellfire and I'm holding you by your hips and pulling you towards Jannat. Hi, Anas radiallahu anhu says, O Nabi Allah, if I look for you on the day of Qiyamah, he was the household of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grew up as a little boy in the house of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. He says, if I look for you on the day of Qiyamah, where will I find you? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, oh Anas, on three places you'll find me. He says, where's that? He said, when my thirsty ummah will come to the Hawz-e Kawthar, I'll give them water with my Mubarak hands. Then he said, be it the scale of deeds, when their bad deeds exceed their good deeds, I'll lend my hand to the side of their good deeds so that their bad deeds fly. And I'll stand by the pool sirat. When my ummah falls towards Jahannam, I'll be holding them by the hips and putting them into Jannat. Only one place Allah gave. Ba'das Khuda Buzruk Tuhi Kissa Mukhtasar. It's called Mahmar Abakam Mahmood, special for his beloved. Yet it is said out of respect that they all he'll do is put his hand. This only worry will be Ma'ummat. Fall into sajda five times. Praise Allah with the words that Allah will inspire him with. Say, Allah, take out of Jahannam everyone who had an iota of Iman. When Surah Wattuha was revealed, it was a surah that was supposed to console Rasul alayhi salam, because it was a period of absence after which the surah was revealed. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I will not be happy until my whole ummah is forgiven. He said, we can make you happy by forgiving half your ummah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I'd rather be the intercessor on the day of Qiyam. So my whole ummah, who loved us more than our fathers, our mothers, ourselves. Really, my beloved brothers, we have been sent. In whose heart there is no portion of this worry. What is that heart? This dunya, the jannat of the kafir, that is between us and Allah. How we want to meet our Allah? How we want to meet our Allah? Don't you think we have to make a decision? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Nabi al-Islam knocks here, comes to his house at the time of Hijrat. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says, the Nabi of Allah to come to me, I supposed to be there for him. Imagine at Tabuk, my beloved. Umar radiallahu anhu comes with half. Nabi alayhi salam doesn't ask him how much you brought. Nabi alayhi salam says how much you left behind. And when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu comes with everything, clothes made out of sack, thorns as buttons. I said, that day Allah was so happy. Allah first, Nabi alayhi salam asked him, Abu Bakr, what you left behind? He said, I left Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam behind. He didn't say nothing. That day, imagine Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Allah sends His salam to you, Abu Bakr. And Allah say, Allah is happy with you. And Allah asks, are you also happy with Allah? Eight doors of Jannah will be begging, Abu Bakr, come to me. Come to me, come to me. So much has been sent, my beloved. Don't know our status. Desire to die far in the path of Allah. Don't make this home is not a place for us. Go to every hook and corner of the world. Allah, we were now in Raivin. Imagine in 91, Kyrgyzstan, 17 masjids. There they said, 8,500 to 9,000 masjids. 25,000 people gave 4 months. Last year, how many takazas they took? This year the aim is what? To send a 4 month jamaat to every country in the world. And there were no buzruk children. They were all sharabi kababi. What happened? When Allah accepts you, who can harm you? When Allah accepts you, money is not the requirement. Our elders say so beautifully, the condition to this work is called acceptance. And acceptance, the place of that is the heart, not the pocket. Not the mind, not the head. Not the visa, nothing. Allah, if somebody Allah accepts, who can stop him? It's just this decision. Allahu Akbar. In Raivin, how many saw deaf and dumb, special needs people going out in the path of Allah? I make shukr Allah. So that time I was there when a deaf, dumb and blind person with 3 disabilities came back from 7 months. What answer me and you going to give to Allah? That shop counter, that job, that one wife, that one child? Go into the world. Muslims are meant for movement. How many Muslims in different parts of the world haven't seen their wives and children for 20 years, 25 years? Nobody ever said it's haram. Huh? What's there, my beloved brother? Make that place and see Allahu Akbar. Aye, Mawlana Umar Sahib Rahmatullah, how beautiful, gave his whole life. His mother who encouraged him. She said, Allah, father used to say, you're so intelligent, become a professional. So I'm not seeking anything as a professional doctor. The other doctor also sitting there. I say, look, his mother said, no, my son, I want you for deen. He said, in the darkness, in the candlelight, she used to read the Sirat Kitab. And the mother said, inshallah, my Omar, a day will come, you'll be speaking in front of hundreds of thousands of people. All the children were present when the mother passed away. Umar, Mawlana Umar Sahib was in Nizamuddin. Mother said, I don't see any of my children, I only see Umar. And after a few days, she said, in a dream, speaking Arabic to him. And he says, Ma, where are you? He said, Umar, I'm in Jannah because of you. Wallah, my beloved, this Mubarak Majmaya. Don't look left, don't look right, look at that heart. Think of the moment of death. Think of the meeting of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When his deen was dying, a few took the courage to stand up. Wallah, how happy that day will be for us. Who's there, inshallah, not looking left, right? Standing, ya Allah, my whole life for this deen. Me at 4 months, say, who's there? Come, beloved brothers, quickly, inshallah. Though it's not your pocket, it's not your color, it's not your intelligence. Allah, but it's your decision with Allah. Wallah, this Mubarak Majma. Durban was the start of Tabligh. Allah, but there were people in this place who didn't see their wives and children, of which we sit here today. Come, my beloved brothers, don't look left, right. Allah, but if our home, Allah, but there are a few days there's no food, inshallah, it will be an example of one day of the house of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What we'll get on death, we can't tell. Who else, my beloved brother? Everyone, sit, inshallah. Come, beloved. Sit. This year, let's make niyat. By ziyad, how many 4 months jamaats? Inshallah, every town stand up. Inshallah, we're giving you. MashaAllah, by Nazir, we make niyat every town this year. We want how many pedal jamaats, how many foreign jamaats. They can cover the whole, every country in the world. At least we can cover every continent in the world. One jamaat, 7 continents. 4, how many from ours, from Durban? At least 24 months jamaat. Who's ready to say, I'll make a jamaat for 4 months next year? Come, my beloved brothers. We're talking of from now till the ishtima. 1, 2, mashallah. Who else? Stand up, stand up. No, not like this. Stand up, make an niyat. Cry to Allah. Either from where? Sorry, escort.
Escort.
Allah Ta'ala accept, mashallah. Spingo, rail. Rail, mashallah. Malana from Shellcross. Huh?
Shellcross,
Allah accept.
From Phoenix.
Phoenix, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala accept.
Spingo Hills,
Allah accept. Palo, Nabil, Allah accept. Mashallah. From where, my son?
Escort,
Allah accept. From?
Mavel.
Mashallah. Konela is got a jamaat coming out now. Allah accept, mashallah.
From Vellum, mashallah.
Vellum, Allah accept. Wallahi lazim, Stenga. Allah Akbar, mashallah. North, Durban North, Allah accept. Hilal, Allah Ta'ala accept. Mashallah, Musgrave. 4 months, we're talking 4 months jamaat. Allah Akbar.
Town, mashallah.
Come, mashallah, 4 months. The same Sitsan Mota from Stenga when Imran stood up. Allah Akbar. Imagine he was in Los Angeles, 1985. Friday he gives the Jummah Bayan. He says, my one leg is in the cover. The other one is on a banana peel. Sunday is in the Kabristan. The first shaheed in the entire Western North America. What? How he'll be raised on the day of Qiyamah? Think of that day, what honor there will be. Who else, inshallah? Come below, brother. Stand up. Allah accept. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Ashable. Allah Ta'ala accept. Who else, inshallah? From Israel.
Chatsworth,
Allah Ta'ala accept. Come, mashallah. Allah, Junaid from Shawood. Allah, whole Jamaat Junaid. 1 4 months Jamaat. Allah, that Ahmad Kadwa disappeared, I think. Ahmad Kaji, Ahmad Kadwa, what's happening? We're still sitting. Does the like the Quran say, what makes us hold to the ground? What's there? Or what Jannat we want? Allah, imagine that Sahabi, one becoming Shaheed. In the sky, the hoor is there. Hazrat Maulana, mashallah, Newcastle, Allah Ta'ala accept. Allahu Akbar, Shaheed. Allahu Akbar, the window closes, his hoor got him. They carry on like that. Then once Abi Mashahadat. So the hoor told him from the top, you just missed out. Faruk bhai, tabhi kitla pharmacy kulwana cho. Hi, hi. Aga apni maut se koi bashar nahi. Saman so baras ka pal ka khabar nahi. Shabir bhai, आजे हुडी सवाजी लेंटी चे 4 महीना नी जमात तमे उठी जाओ चलो उठे उठी ने कियो चलो अल्लाह निशो तुम्हारा पोहरा जाए
शबीर भाई सवाजी लेन माशाल्लाह
माशाल्लाह क्यारे केवा मीनामा फर्स्ट रमजान
लिसोतो माशाल्लाह
क्यारे
लिसोतो
सहीर व्हेन गिव डेट टू मेनी वेट क्रेडिट टू
जनवरी
यू हर्ड जनवरी एंड ये इंशाल्लाह फ्रॉम रमजान माशाल्लाह वेल्स कम फ्रॉम एवरी एरिया लेट्स मेक इट अल्लाहस हेल्प विल कम. Allah will take every fitna away. Allah will take the batil away. Allah will inspire in the hearts of those who hate us, love us. Allah's barakat will come. Malaika like came in Badr will come to our assistance. Wallah, don't doubt. Maulana Muhammad Yusuf Rahmatullah used to say, who doubts the ayat in Tansurullah Yansurkum is a great sinner. How can Allah's help me with Allah's need? It's not with a shop and a job. That's a deception. Huh? Allah, today our yakin is like a sheep. He sees the grass, he comes. He sees the stick, he runs. Hold on, nazar. Take it away from there, bringing on to iman and yakin. Bringing on to that. Break this batil. Go around, person to person, house to house. Wallah, the people what means. When we were small, we admired them. Less fortunately today, you might have to pity them. Don't be fooled by this dunya. Only be proud about akhir. Dunya has no guilt. There can't be a mixture between deen and dunya. Chalo, one tashkeen man. Our phone bar. Yeah. MashaAllah. IPB cash now. Who's ready? Cash, inshallah. What their jamaats? Quickly stand up, inshallah. IPB 4 months. All new brothers we are discussing. 4 months IPB. Inshallah, from all our areas. How many brothers are ready? And what does he made us? Quickly stand up, inshallah. Come, brothers. Chalo, bhai.
Come,
quickly,
India,
inshallah. Quickly,
India, Pakistan. Pakistan, inshallah.
Mashallah.
One Jamaat, mashallah.
From
Port,
where?
Port St. John's. Port St. John's.
Mashallah. How many brothers?
Four brothers.
Four, mashallah. Allah accept. Normally, fortunes are every year used to give one Jamaat.
Jee,
mashallah. Where else, brothers? Chalo, bhai. A masjid that is not taking out a 4 months IPB Jamaat, there's something wrong in that masjid.
Yaqub bhai, mullah, mashallah.
Yaqub, Allah accept. Mashallah. Chalo, bhai. 4 months IPB. Which other areas? Come, brothers. Come, inshallah, my brothers. Make, set what ourselves now. We want all those brothers, give our names quickly, inshallah, from our masjid area. Every big city should be taking out at least 1 4 months Jamaat, at least.
Bolo bhai, mashallah, come brothers.
Brothers, what's facing us? Just think. Child gets a big degree, gets some big wages, goes and stays in an estate. No masjid, no madrasa. Think. This 4 months is a must for every youngster. Our Bali girls, the elders have said, take them for 10 days. Introduce them to deen. They're going to be somebody's mothers and wives. That's not a joke. Is our life also like the kafir all around, just earning? Take pity on our homes. What's an advantage today will become a disadvantage tomorrow. Chalo bhai, which areas? There's still time for the 4 months Jamaat. Quickly, brothers. Musgrave, the Palodia. How many youngsters ready? What's happening, Mozab? Oh, huh?
Eight,
mashallah. Which other areas? Chalo bhai. From the different areas we can speak. Sherwood? G? Three, mashallah, three. Come, brothers, this together. Brothers, we should be considerate, please, our brothers. Green BMW NP139105. Green BMW NP139105. Blocking driveway, my blood. All this we should take into account. It's not of us to do that. Brothers, these announcements, they disturb the whole talk. They take the fikr away. It's not, my beloved brothers, for us. They keep the sales. Park a little bit further. Allah, you can't walk, tell somebody to pick you up. But my beloved brothers, all these things we should take good care of, my beloved brothers. It becomes a hindrance. Today we came for Jummah, one person is parked, his car is parked right in front. Allah, everybody is coming out, the car is still parked there. How much you inconvenience people? The streets, the people are hooting. It's not the way of Muslims, my brother. People are supposed to get ease, peace with us. What are they getting, man? Shouldn't do this. See, now the whole tashkir, imagine one car, shaitan came in the form of a BM. What shaitan? Look at the tashkir here. How we can get worried, my brother? This 4 months is a must. Every area must take out a 4 months Jamaat. Without Allah, if your son hasn't been 4 months, don't rest.
Five brothers, mashallah.
Mashallah, Allah accept. Allahu Akbar, Allah accept. It's not too late. Wherever the fikr starts, see what Allah will give. We can't, in every area, brothers, go to the youngsters. Speak to them. Allahu Akbar, lovingly, sweetly. Our beautiful youngsters. Hi, it will take one little 10,000 and that youngster is gone one side. Life is gone. Mashallah.
Tongat, mashallah.
Tongat, Allah accept. Allahu Akbar.
Bunela's got a Jamaat, Ji, Abdurrahman. How many brothers? Five brothers, Bunela, mashallah.
Mashallah. They can increase. Bunela can definitely increase it. Say, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Now that those who are ready, Mexico and others, see how many more Allah will prepare. Mashallah. Come, brothers, don't worry. Allahu Akbar, our South African boys, Allah Shukran. Now we went, 100 of our 100. The English brothers, so many, over 100. People are so happy, our youngsters. The whole world is waiting, my brother. The Jamaat, we came from Detroit, Chicago. When are you sending your South African Jamaat? Australia met us now. When are you sending your South African Jamaat? Whole world is waiting, my beloved brothers. Open its ear. It's got nothing to do with a visa, nothing. We make the decision. Ya Allah, we want our Jamaat to go. Allahu Akbar, 4 months. Next year, youngster gets ready, pedal. Aye, my beloved brothers. One youngster going pedal in this time, in the remote areas. What iman Allah gives him. That mother will not have to tell him to make his bed anymore. That youngster learns how to cook. Allah, I went to make one nusrat of one Jamaat now. A multi-million-aire son is making salads for the Jamaat. I'm thinking in my heart, When does, where, what can the university teach the boy does? Huh? Go for 4 months. The youngster is there next to me. He can't eat anything because he's sick. So anything he wants to touch, they say, you can't eat it. He starts to cry. Ask him, why are you crying? He say, well, if my mother was here, she wouldn't allow me like this. She would give me something. Aye, that statement might be better than the education of degrees. Go and see what the path of Allah is. Don't slack behind. Don't let this dunya come between us. When we stop giving dawah towards akhirat and iman, then Allah, but the dunya starts affecting us, my beloved brothers. Then it becomes, nothing can happen. It didn't happen to Sahaba, what will it happen to us? So mashallah.
Peter Marisburg,
I know, they're not here today.
They're here.
Peter Marisburg, brothers, speak, brothers.
Ji, Peter Marisburg.
Inshallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Jordan should give 4 months also, no?
Inshallah.
Yeah, man. No, that is, don't make too many postponements, man. Allah, dunya, we don't make postponements. Somebody get the American scholarship, what do you think? He say, go slowly. No, by akhirat we must run for. Akhirat, dunya, you don't run, man. Dunya will come. Today, in how many of these countries, doctors got no jobs? When somebody is a doctor, he says, he's an Uber driver now. What is it? What did it pay? Do that, man. On one, subhanallah, the value is better than the sky and the earth. Huh? What is that? One astaghfar, even if the sins are as much as the ocean and the foam on the ocean of the sea, all that washed out on this astaghfar. Introduce mankind to amal. Till qiyamah, nobody's life will be made with mal. It can only be made with amal. My beloved brothers, Allahu Akbar. Our four months, jamaat, every area, my brother. This is a big takaza. We can't go. Our problem, we don't have a zimmedari, a responsibility on our head that we want to take out. That's why our dawah is weak. It hasn't got content. It hasn't got the power. Because there's no tashkil behind it. Allah's demand is life, not 4 months. We have to walk the streets, go to one youngster. And wallah, any town that makes fikr, it is impossible Allah will not give in this time. Anybody who doesn't, who's not takaza orientated, there's a great portion of iman that he'll be deprived of. A speciality. We don't know what is the speciality. Rozana, logo ko nakad nikalne ki koshish mein lago. Anbiya ka waqia sunakar, sahaba ka waqia sunakar. Aur jab apna nahi chalega, to namaz mein royo. Allah upar Allah kisi aur ko khara karega. Hamara iman ka izafa hoga, dusre ke liye dawat hoga. Daily, Maulana Yusuf Rutran used to say, the actual tabligh is daily preparing people to come out, cash in the path of Allah. To break those means, impact those means. Then see Allah. Done. Farubai anytime. There's all deception. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Nowadays everybody say, I know this Buzruk. Aye, bhai, we know the work, man. The work that made everybody a Buzruk. In Pakistan, I saw with my own eyes. What are in the car guzari? Men's kafanchur. Jamaat took him out in the path of Allah. They say in his bayans, hundreds of people used to sit when he used to speak about Allah's greatness. Huh? In Nigeria, we saw a beggar. Allah took him out in the path of Allah. He became the amir of an entire area. Where? In this time. Who Allah will take where to where? Huh? Allahu Akbar, behind this, anybody who doesn't have tabligh is what not to become the best, to desire those after me to be the best. See who will come. Allah, the strength of this work, we don't understand. Huh? We don't understand. This work is such a work, but I know the time is going, my brother. Wallahi Lazim. Allahu Akbar. Jamaat from England gone to Russia. Brothers are speaking amongst themselves. He says, how many sons you got? He said, I got 5. He said, what they doing? He said, they're all alims. Say, mashallah, 5 alims. Another occasion, they asked that same brother, how you came in Tamil? He said, my story is strange. He said, what you mean? He said, it was the month of Ramadan. I wasn't fasting. Jamaat knocked at my door. I was too shy to meet the Jamaat. That night, my conscience pricked me. I came to the masjid. I never miss a salah. After that, I joined them for 3 days. A Jamaat that didn't meet you is the result of 5 sons as alims. Will teach how many children? A child will learn Bismillah, khuda ki qasam, by the qasam of Allah, every creation of Allah will make dua of maghfirat, because they get the risk because of their child learning.
What a work Allah gave. Said, don't look at all these dunya things. Don't read this dunya. Don't turn our eye towards it.
Make parda, Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah used to say, make parda of the things of dunya, like how you make, supposed to make of woman.
He said, that one should go to America and Europe. Allahu Akbar, who is not even ready to urinate or spit on the plane.
We are Allah's. Don't get confused by this. The world is nothing. Huh?
Every one of us make a decision from today, this is my work. Imagine we come closer to Qabr and we decreasing our qurban. We should not be at home. And the truth is, many of us, Sikandar, our age, they don't even want us at home. Don't tell anybody.
But we can't admit it.
Even IMAK might be sitting. They don't want you there, boy. You've got to be here. Yeah, this is not a place. Girl, Allah. They say, Allah, Hafiz Patel.
I'll say this last. Sorry, man. You know, I got this bad habit. Hafiz Patel, there's a person, Ibrahim Bhai Patel. He had a triple bypass.
2 weeks later, Hafiz Ab phoned him. Hafiz Ab told him in Gujarati. He said, Bhai Ibrahim, ghar bhi mard ke liye koi marne ka jagah hai. Is the house also a place that a man dies?
Man came out.
Allahu Akbar. He said, take me here. Other brothers say, save some humanitarian rights, feelings. My brothers, what is it?
It's akhirat. Malla Ismail Godra say, in his town in Baroda, there's a doctor, totally on a hospital wheelchair, can't move. In that condition, he doesn't miss his 3 days a month.
It's got to do with inside, not outside. Huh? Ours today, the toe is paining, we make the body pain.
Har cheez mein maza hai agar dil mein uski jagah hai. Allahu Akbar.
Make a decision, every one of you men. Allahu Akbar. Take a that tonight we shouldn't sleep at home.
Shab guzari now, nobody sleeps in Durban. I don't want to take my friends' names here.
Don't be nice.
They don't sleep here. What?
Shabgu, sleeping on the fire. In a part of Allah. Sleeping in the gardens of Jannat. For that we sacrifice.
Think where we are, my beloved. Allah, but
Allah give us tawfiq. Sorry, maaf, man.
For those that made near, inshallah, all those can stand up, inshallah. Those that made near to take out jamaats, those individually made near, quickly, brothers, inshallah.
Quickly, come inshallah, right come, brothers. All those former, quickly, inshallah, stand
come,
up.
Inshallah.
Come,
stand
brothers,
up, inshallah.
Stand up, inshallah. Stand up. Allah accept. Allah, don't sir, don't waste time. Don't let shaitan
Allah
fight
accept us.
Inshallah. Stand quickly, inshallah, brothers. Stand.
Many
Allah
brothers
will take you. Allah will go. Come, brothers, quickly, inshallah. Stand, brothers.
Many who gave their name here. Why are you sitting? You don't understand English now? Stand up. Come all, come. You also stood up. Oh, you didn't stand up. So stand up now. Come, stand. Come, my boy.
On the right
come,
hand inshallah. Side, inshallah.
Come. Go towards the right. Come, inshallah. All my beloved brothers, young and old, Allahu Akbar. Go, take it. Ask Allah. Beg Allah as you're walking. Things happen from the heart, not the head.
There's a special work. Allahu Akbar.
Many know, but they don't realize. Take one step, Allah will make the knowing into realization.
By Muhammad Asmal, Dr. Sahib, inshallah.
Come, mashallah. Keep on going, my youth. Mashallah. Come, brothers. Come, inshallah. Go, inshallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Go, inshallah.
The rest of the brothers, inshallah. Sit in our halkas and make fikr, inshallah. We know our season is here. Jamaat needs to come out. Our students' jor is taking place, Ishtima, next week. So whatever fikr needs to be done, inshallah, we sit in our halkas. We have 10 minutes, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept. Everyone belongs to a halka. So everyone try and sit in the halka and make some fikr, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah.